Friends in Christ, a week ago Friday, I was up at St. John's Abbey and University, my alma mater. We were on the parish pilgrimage. 35 parishioners went up to see the St. John's Bible. It was an awesome experience. If you have the chance, go see the St. John's Bible. We use a copy of it for our gospel book here in church. But as I was walking around the campus, what always happens when you go back to a place where you were as a student for 4 years, 44 years ago, I was flooded with memories. And we went by the house where I used to live with three other students our senior year of college. The house is demolished now. It's kind of sad. But as I was going by the area, I remembered lots of incidents, but I remembered one in particular where I heard the voice of the Good Shepherd. We heard in the gospel today, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." And I remember the time that I heard the voice of the Good Shepherd so very clearly. It was my senior year. It was the spring of the year. I think it was April. And I had just called my mother on the phone. I tried to call her at least once a year. She always said, "Call more often." "Okay, Mom, but it's busy in college, you know." But anyway, I had just spoken to her, and she asked me, "Michael, what are you going to do after graduation?" Graduation was coming up in a couple months or less. I said, I don't know. And she said, "Well, you better figure it out. You're not coming home to live." No, she didn't say that. So I got off the phone and I prayed. And I can see in my mind exactly where I was. I was in our kitchen in the house where we lived. And I prayed. And it was the first time I prayed the simple prayer, "God, what do you want me to do after graduation?" First time I said that. Because I had prayed before, "Lord, help me to do what I want to do." I wanted to be an astronaut or a famous music composer or conductor. Both of those were pretty far-fetched, but I had always prayed, "God, help me to do what I want to do." And this time, I prayed, "Lord, what do you want me to do after graduation?" And I heard a voice. And it was probably not a physical, audible voice, but it was very clear to me that I heard the voice say, "Michael, go to the seminary." And I had heard this call before, but I had never answered the phone because I didn't want to hear that call. I wanted to get married and have 8 kids like my parents and be an astronaut or something like that. And so I didn't answer the phone before. I was dodging that call. But this time I heard the voice very clearly, "Michael, go to the seminary." So I thought, okay, I better answer this call. So I immediately wrote a letter to St. Paul's Seminary and said, "What do I have to do? Send me an application." And 3 days or 4 days later, Father Marty Shellbetter showed up in my doorstep unannounced to interview me for the seminary. And I applied and got accepted, and as they say, the rest is history. But I listened to the voice of God. And years later, when I was on retreat, it finally dawned on me that was the voice of the Good Shepherd. As Jesus says today, "My sheep hear my voice." Friends, you and I have to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, and we have to teach our children how to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Today is World Day of Prayer for vocations, specifically to the priesthood and religious life, but also to faithful Christian marriage, all vocations in the church. And as we know, every vocation in the church has taken a beating in recent years. Priesthood, certainly, religious life, marriage has taken a beating. And we need to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd calling us to these vocations. When I was in high school, we went on a field trip to the state capitol, and in the House of Representatives chambers, I looked up, and on the ceiling, there was a Latin inscription. And I was a student of Latin, and so I thought, oh, what does that say? And the inscription reads, I think it's still there, I don't think the PC police have taken it down yet. The inscription says, the voice of the, or in Latin, vox populorum est vox Dei. And I thought, oh, that means the voice of the people is the voice of God. And even as a high school student, I thought, that's a little odd. Is that really true? And certainly in a democracy, we believe that the voice of the people makes laws. We are ruled by the voice of the people. But is it really true that the voice of the people is the voice of God? No. As Christians, we believe that the voice of God is Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh. God speaks his word through the Word made flesh, Jesus, the Good Shepherd. And it's up to us as the people to listen to that voice. It's not what our world thinks, that we are the voice, we are the people, and God better obey that voice. No, we, the people, need to listen to the voice of God. We need to have humility and docility to hear that voice. And that's what my mother taught me. She was a shepherd as well. She taught me to pray, to listen to God's voice in prayer. She taught me to go to church every Sunday to listen to the scriptures. We talked about religion at home. I'll never forget, every Sunday after Mass, we would drive home, and it was 6 miles from church to our farm. My mother and father would always talk about the homily during our ride home. And sometimes it was complimentary. Sometimes it's, well, why did Father say that? I encourage you to do that as well. On your drive home, talk about the homily. That's how you teach your children how to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. Talk about the scriptures. What did God tell us in the scriptures today? At the dinner table Sunday evening, talk about what did we learn in church today? What did God tell us? We have to teach our children how to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. My mother also encouraged me to listen to the voice of the shepherd, calling me to be a priest. I'll never forget when I told her. She was in the hospital, and she died 2 months later. But I told her, Mother, I'm going to the seminary. She was thrilled. She supported that decision. She never pushed me, but she supported that decision because she knew how important it was for the church to have good priests. And mothers, that's what you need to do as well. Fathers too. But mothers, encourage your children to listen to the voice of the shepherd. As you know, I'm going to work in seminary formation, and I've done that before. And it's always sad when I see parents of seminarians who are not so supportive of their children choosing a religious vocation. They think that their children are not going to be happy. Well, that is totally false. Do you know that priests have the highest happiness quotient of all careers? That's true. I just checked that study. Priests are the happiest people in the world. Is that true, Father Paul? Yes. And why is that? It's because we do the most important work in the world. And I admit that publicly, helping people get to heaven. And there's great, great fulfillment in that. But the way to find happiness in our career, in our vocation, is to listen to the voice of the shepherd. Because when we hear the voice of the shepherd and follow that voice, what do we find? Peace, happiness, joy. Because God wants the best for us. Today, listen to the voice of the shepherd and find that peace and joy for yourselves and your children.